Hey guys, it's Lofnan, and I thought tonight we could do something a little more chill because my head is all woobly right now. And so I thought we could play a fun game called Don't Come Before Mommy. Now, the rules of this game are quite simple. You need to find something that you can fuck yourself with. This is very important. You're not going to be using your hand. So it can be something like grinding against a pillow, grabbing a vibrator, a fleshlight, a dildo, whatever you have, grab it, and that's what you're going to be using. This is a completely hands-free game. Now, the reason for this, because your goal is to not come before me. Your goal is to come with me or after me. I don't really care if you come after me, but I would prefer you to come with me if you want to be on my good side. I'm going to start describing what I'm doing to myself. I'll dirty talk a bit. It's going to be really fun. And so, yeah, that's what we're doing tonight. I hope you guys are okay with that. I know the people who like these audios really like them, and the people who don't really don't. So if this isn't your cup of tea, I will see you for a couple script fills tomorrow when my head isn't as woobly. And for those that like this kind of stuff, let's get into it. So the first thing mommy has grabbed is her dildo and her vibrator. Now, because I don't have any lube near me, I'm going to get this toy wet the old-fashioned way. A little bit of spit. There we go. Yeah, there we are. And now I'm going to take a nice seat on it. Oh, fuck that. Slowly putting every inch in me. There's a good, like, 2.5, maybe 3 inches. Some. Trying to work inside me. Slowly thrusting the toy in and out. I make sure to curve it in such a way that it's brushing against my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels good. Oh, fuck. You don't know how badly mommy needed this. Oh, all day. Writing lewd scripts. Getting wet performing them. Oh, finally taken all the way inside. Sitting on all 7 inches of the purple cock. Oh. Had to readjust where I was sitting so that my legs weren't cramping. But now I'm sitting in a way that my legs are completely spread, my pussy's on display, and the cock is perfectly inside me, stretching my cunt just right. Fuck. Reaching up and starting to play with my tits. I find a way to rock my hips to kind of bounce on it. I'm gonna feel it brushing against my G-spots. Oh, that feels so good. Mommy didn't realize how wet she was. Picking up my vibrator, I start to place it right against my clit. I'm barely there, pressure. Are you keeping pace with me, honey? Are you doing exactly what mommy's doing? Or are you better at taking cock than me? I wouldn't be shocked if you were. Seems like you spend a lot of time taking mommy's cocks, huh? Oh, just look at you. You're doing such a good job. Remember, you're keeping pace with Mommy. You can't go too fast because I'm not going too fast. You're not allowed to come before me. If you do, that means I get to punish you. Do you know what that will be? Your punishment will be nice and simple. I'll start by cuffing your hands behind your back. That way you're helpless to do anything to stop what Mommy wants. Then, I would get you naked, ripping all of those flimsy layers off of you. You don't need them with me around. Speeding up the vibrator. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, that was the right move. Already can feel it a bit better. Bouncing up and down on the dildo. Are you imagining that Mommy's on your lap? That Mommy's riding you? Oh, I can already imagine how adorable it would be. Make you put a strap on so that you can't get any fucking pleasure. Using you as a doll as I bounce up and down. My own personal fuck doll. Oh, would turn you into my personal little fuck toy so fast. And you wouldn't even get any pleasure from it. Would have to watch as I come over and over again over your unfeeling strap. Oh, it would cover you completely. Wouldn't listen as you get more frustrated, unable to do anything about it. Getting to hear Mommy's cunt work that dildo, because a piece of plastic is more deserving than you will ever be. Oh, fuck, baby. Rocking myself against the toy. You better not try to be going faster than me. Are you trying to break the rules? Oh, that's right. Mommy was describing your punishment before she got distracted. Where was I? Cuffs behind your back, tearing your clothes off. Oh, then I would make you go over my knee. Always love how your ass looks pressed high into the air. That way anyone who walks in will see everything. Not a chance to hide or explain yourself. Oh, fuck. You would just have to wallow in the guilt and the shame and the humiliation. And from there, I would start spanking you. And I wouldn't go easy, no, 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 I would keep going. I would go until you're crying, until you're begging, until you can't even speak. Oh, it would be so sore, you wouldn't even be able to walk tomorrow. Every time you try to sit, you would wince. You would probably have to take a day off or something, just so that you don't have to wear any fabric, don't have to feel any pressure. Oh, yeah. And then, once your ass was in pain, once you couldn't fucking take it anymore, as tears streak down your face, as you feel the heat and from the slaps, the vein melting into pleasure as you get closer, I would see if you could come from being spanked alone, hitting every part of yourself, not just your ass. Oh, the noises you would make would be so good. And then, once I thought you finally learned your lesson after a sufficient amount of begging, I would finally put you on the bed, only to put you face down, ass up and fucking to you, pressing against the sensitive skin I just so lovingly tenderized. Oh, I can imagine how fucking good you would sound, trying your best to take what you're given, to not make any more mistakes. You wouldn't want to make it worse for yourself. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm picking the dildo up and starting to fuck myself with the entire length. Oh, it's so wet. Oh, shit. Oh. Why don't you speed up a bit? You hear mommy go faster, don't you? Just remember, you're not supposed to come before me. If you do that, I'll have no choice but to punish you. You don't want to make that a reality, do you? Oh. I can feel my slick starting to fall out, dribbling around, starting to coat my asshole. It's all just pouring out of my pussy at this rate. Watching you move like that, oh, you're so good for mommy, baby. Keep it up. Fuck yourself stupid for me. It's not like intelligence ever really mattered to you, did it? You don't need to be smart to fuck yourself. You don't need to have a brain to play along with mommy's game. You just have to do what you're told. Have to listen. And have to try your best not to come before me. Shouldn't be much harder. I'm getting closer. The more I fuck the dildo in and out of me. I bet you're jealous about this piece of plastic. Imagining it's you. Hate that you're being cocked by a toy, don't you? Or maybe you see it in a different light. You're watching mommy fall apart. Oh, listening to me get closer. Oh, trying to match my speed. Oh, I want you to go fast now. I want you to go as fast as you can. Get close, but not close enough to come. Just enough to teeter on the edge. Watching me bounce up and down. My tits never stay still. Oh, you almost wonder if the weight hurts. So large, so full. You can't hear your eyes from them. Oh, you're right there, fuck. Oh, so close. Oh. You're close like mommy, aren't you? Oh, that's it, honey. You're doing so good. Such a good baby for me. You can be as dumb as you want. As long as you keep doing as you're told, I don't care. Smarts never really came into play when you're touching yourself. When you're watching mommy's tits shake and hips rock. Oh, can barely take your eyes from my hole. Watching my pussy swallow 7 inches over and over again. It's hypnotic. Oh, fuck. Speeding up. I can't. Not anymore. Oh, fuck. I want you to let go. Come with me, baby. Oh, you can do it. Let go. Go with me. Let's hope you came with me. Taking the dildo out. Ugh. Fine. Oh, I really made a mess, huh? I hope you enjoyed our game, baby, and I will see you for the next one. Have a good night, and don't forget, Mommy loves you.